It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, a Chicago police officer is dead after being shot on the south side last night. WBBM's Mike Krauser with the latest details.
Police pulled over a car at 80th and Ingleside at about 8 p.m. There were three people in the car, according to Police Superintendent Larry Snelling.
As the officers approached the vehicle, one of the occupants opened fire on a police officer and sounded like rapid fire. The officer was struck multiple times. There was also an occupant of the vehicle who was also struck by the gunfire. That individual is now deceased.
Snelling said one officer returned fire. The driver then hit another officer with the car while attempting to get away. That officer was hospitalized in fair condition. The shooter, the driver of the car, he says, was caught after a foot chase. The third person in the car was arrested. The officer who died was on the job for 3 years. He's identified as Enrique Martinez. He was 26 years old. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A construction worker was killed in a hit-and-run on the Kennedy Expressway last night. He's been identified as 54-year-old Francisco Padilla Gutierrez. State police say he was on a lift painting Hubbard's Cave at Kinsey when he was hit by a semi-truck that did not stop. That triggered another crash involving two vehicles. Police say the people in those vehicles refused treatment.
Election Central on WBBM.
The Chicago Board of Elections says more than 500,000 Chicagoans have voted before today's election day, either in person or through the mail. WBBM's Nancy Hardy reports on those in-person voters today at the Loop Supersite.
Voters were lined up when this site opened at 6 a.m. Diane, who moved here from South Carolina, says she registered and voted at the same time. She spoke to us outside the busy Supersite across the street from the former Thompson Center, telling us the whole thing took about an hour and a half.
I knew I had to vote, so I didn't have a choice with that one. So it just kind of happened.
And how are you feeling now?
A little elated and kind of relieved and just waiting for the results.
Chicago Board of Elections Chair Maricel Hernandez says they have 8,000 judges and poll workers helping people today, as well as a team of attorneys to investigate any issues.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Issues that come up at the Loop Supersite, Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
In addition to the presidential contest, voters are also deciding other elections today. Among them is Chicago's first ever elected school board. Board seats are being elected in 10 CPS districts. Also on the ballot today are the Cook County State's Attorney, members of the Illinois General Assembly, and all 17 members of Illinois' congressional delegation.
Dozens of election night watch parties are happening in the area tonight. They include events at the Empty Bottle on the 1000 block of Northwestern, Power of the Vote on the 800 block of West 115th Street, and Roberts West Side. That's on the 7300 block of West Madison Street in Forest Park.
And stay with WBBM for complete election coverage throughout the day and tonight. Our full team of reporters, as well as CBS News, will bring you up to the minute results and analysis on local and national results. Our Election Central coverage coverage starts at 7 o'clock this evening.
Chicago saw a boost to its economy thanks to Lollapalooza this year.
The four-day music festival held in Grant Park in downtown Chicago generated more than $440 million for Chicago's economy. That's a $6 million increase over last year, according to an economic impact report commissioned by Lollapalooza promoter C3 Presents. The new report also found the festival brought in lots of visitors to the city. 58% of the total attendance of more than 460,000 people were from out of town. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
McHenry County Sheriff's Police are investigating a crash involving a train.
A pickup truck and a freight train collided about 5 p.m. at a crossing near the village of Union, northwest of Huntley, according to Marengo Fire and Rescue. Officials say the pickup was heavily damaged, but the driver was not injured, and the train crew also was uninjured. The section of Olson Road where the crash occurred was closed for 2 hours. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Some pieces of Chicago sports history have been sold at auction.
Michael Jordan was the focus of the Sotheby's auction this week, featuring items from his time at the University of North Carolina, all the way to his championship run with the Chicago Bulls. The most sought-after item was a jersey worn in at least 17 games of the team's 1996-97 season, and believed to be the only authenticated red Bulls jersey from MJ's first five championship seasons. Winning bid, $4.7 million. There was also some Olympic history up for sale. The American flag Jordan draped over himself during the 1992 gold medal ceremony went for $1.8 million. Two more game-worn Bulls jerseys and some UNC gear brought the auction's total to $8.5 million. Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Now sports, here's Josh List.
Khalil Herbert averaged 4.8 yards a carry with the football in his first three seasons with the Bears, but relegated to a third stringer under new offense coordinator Shane Waldron's new offense. He's now been traded. Herbert off to the Bengals. The Bears confirmed the move. They get a seventh-round pick in next year's draft. The trade deadline drops at 3. Khalil Herbert off to Cincinnati for a seventh-rounder. The Bears try to snap their two-game losing streak when they play the Patriots Sunday at noon. Practice kicks in tomorrow. By the time the Bulls rally back from 15 down to tie up the Jazz, they run out of gas and tumble at home to the only winless team left in the league, Utah, 135-126. Head coach Billy Donovan putting some of the blame on coaches who could support players better in crunch time.
We've got to be, you know, better, I don't know, more direct, more clear, whatever it may be, coming out of timeouts or free throws to get, you know, guys into whatever the coverages are. You know, somebody may forget. You know, it's coming out, and, you know, we may say, hey, listen, made basket, we're going zone, miss, we're man. And then all of a sudden, it's made basket, and we're back, you know, man. And, you know, and it's just like we've got to figure out a way to maybe help them a little bit more.
A minus injured Zach LaVine out with a groin strain. The Bulls get Kobe White's 28. I'd assume who's 25, but lose by 9 to Utah and a 3-4 play tomorrow at Dallas. College basketball's opening night as Illinois' Will Riley scoring a school record 31 points for a freshman in a rout of Eastern Northwestern labels Lehigh with 26 from Nick Martinelli. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Young people now have a chance to experience flight at the Chicago Children's Museum.
Clear for the option, runway 5 left, 7.
Children can be in the pilot seat, literally, on the second floor of the Chicago Children's Museum.
These are more buttons, and then this is like a map.
Noah Cruikshank says aim high, soar with the Tuskegee Airmen exhibit, gives kids hands-on experience with flying and aviation.
We have a full-on flight simulator. We have a praxinoscope, a contraption, so you can learn about the different ways that things fly.
Yeah, that's right. That radio is unreadable.
Cruikshank says children can also learn about the Tuskegee Airmen and Black Wings, the story of African Americans in the world of aeronautics.
There's a section of it called Black Wings, which is all about the history of African Americans in aviation, starting from the beginning of flight all the way into the modern era, and including the first black astronauts.
The traveling exhibit will be at the Children's Museum through the end of January.
4, 3, 2, 1, shoot!
Lisa Fielding, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A Chicago police officer is dead after a shootout in the South Side last night. Shots were fired around 8 during a traffic stop at 80th and Ingleside. Three people were inside the vehicle. Officer Enrique Martinez was struck by multiple bullets. He went to the hospital. It's where he died. Police Superintendent Larry Snelling.
We cannot continue to go down this road. There is a family suffering right now. This officer was 26 years old. was just shy of 3 years on the job. He was a proud individual, very hardworking.
A person in the car was also killed, possibly by gunfire that came from inside the vehicle. Two other suspects are in custody.
Election Central on WBBM.
The Chicago Board of Elections says voters might see shorter lines at their local polling precincts today following the avalanche of early voting. WBBM's Brendan Eisen reports.
Many of the voters we spoke with yesterday at several early voting sites were caught off guard at lines down the block and more than 2 hour wait times, but not everybody.
I wear comfy shoes. We brought a phone battery pack. We have a plan for lunch in line, and we're just going to ride it out, and an umbrella too in case it rains.
Election day itself may actually see less lines, with early morning and the last 2 hours becoming the busiest. Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
As Illinois voters flock to the polls, they're noticing some advisory questions on their ballots. WBBM's Haley Hansen joins us live now at the anchor desk with what you can expect to see.
Mine, Cisco, the results of the advisory questions have no legal effect, but are instead used to gauge public opinion. One question supports the establishment of civil penalties for any Illinois candidate for a federal, state, or local office who interferes with the duties of election workers. Also on the ballot is a tax proposal question looking to implement a 3% tax increase on incomes over $1 million to garner funds for property tax relief. Third, Illinois voters are being asked whether insurance coverage should be expanded to include fertility treatments like IVF. This is the first time in a decade Illinois residents are seeing advisory questions on their ballots. Reporting live from the Anchor Desk, Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Meantime, in the race for the White House, Vice President Harris spoke to supporters at a late-night campaign rally in Philadelphia.
We must finish strong, and this could be one of the closest races in history. Every single vote matters.
Former President Trump closed out his campaign for the White House in Grand Rapids.
We want the answer tomorrow, tonight. We want the answer tonight.
34 seats are at stake in the United States Senate today, but party control will likely depend on just a couple of the races.
The Senate's definitely in play.
American University political scientist Amy Dacey, who says Democrats' two-seat edge is in jeopardy.
19 Democrats up for re-election as opposed to only 10 Republicans.
Republican Governor Jim Justice is widely expected to pick up the seat being vacated by retiring Democrat-turned-independent Joe Manchin. Montana's race between Democratic Senator John Tester and Republican challenger Tim Sheehy. He is also seen as a likely Republican pickup. In Republican Ohio, Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown is in a dead heat with GOP challenger Bernie Moreno. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Join us for complete coverage of the election here on WBBM this evening. We'll have our full team of reporters, plus the resources of CBS News, providing up-to-the-minute results and analysis on all the races locally and nationally. Election Central coverage starts at 7 tonight.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.